Kampala Capital City Authority resorts to nurturing the young people to conserve the environment, noting that this will ensure sustainability. KCCA Deputy Executive Director Benon Kigenyi indicates that to maintain sustainability in protecting the environment, the young people need to be made champions in the initiative. Kigenyi adds that the authority is also working towards ensuring that the city environment stays green, this for flagging off the Go Green Children's Walk at the City Hall in Kampala.
Many who have come out to teach the children to be responsible for their future, because if we do not mind about our environment, our future is certainly threatened. Kampala Capital City is very concerned about our environment, the state in which it has been. As you can see, we have had to implement a trade order in Kampala since the 20th, and one of the immediate things that happened was we quickly noticed that our environment had degenerated. So we are now in the process of regenerating our environment. We are greening our roads. We are trying to bring a little urban forest where we do not have the kind of space to make a forest.
In the meantime, the founder of Little Hands Go Green, Joseph Masembe, together with Comforter Humza from Harris International, the work organizers, highlight the climate change effects.
What you do is up to you, but hopefully our dream is that through this consciousness we'll raise a generation of environmentally conscious citizens. And the math is very all-inclusive. That's why we have seen children with disabilities.
Being able to go an extra mile to be more intentional by giving different colors of recycle bins. There are blue ones and green ones. Blue ones to be able to take care of our plastic, they're able to sort, and then the green ones are supposed to be able to put our general waste, which enables them to be able to differentiate that plastic and actually be recycled into very many other things.